Okay, good evening, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be continuing in Siman Shin Yud Beis in this page, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So today we're going to be doing Si'if in Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches. And again, the stuff we're learning tonight, not so Nogei Lamaisa, but something that should give us some pause and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't live in a time where this is Nogei Lamaisa, where we have like nice soft toilet paper that you can get in Costco, by dozens of rolls at a time. Okay, so says the Shulchan Aruch in Si'if Beis. Let's say you have designated your stones that you want to use as your toilet paper, and then it rained, and they become sort of sunken into the ground. Im rishuma nikar, if you could still see the edge of the stones protruding above the ground, you're allowed to take those stones on Shabbos to use them. And it's not a violation of soser by removing stones from the ground, nor is it a violation of tochein because the ground around it is going to be crumpled up a little. Is going to crumble a little bit when you take out the rocks. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes, Alavanim Haynu Shechnisim Mitchil Kanech Ben, that initially you designated these stones to clean yourself with. Va'acharkach Yordu Aleinu Gesham V'nitmu B'Karko Betit, and then it rained and they sunk into the ground a little bit. Rishuman Nikar Haynu Shenikarin Lemalam Menakarko V'lo Nitmu B'Karko Legamri. So the case is that you could still see them a little bit above ground. They're not totally sunken into the ground. So it's neither so ser v'lo mishum tochein. Even if it's on some sort of paved floor that's in your chatzer, where removing a stone from a paved floor would be a violation of soser, or I would have thought that if it's in a dirt floor that you're being tochein the dirt that's around it, so that's why it has to tell me that it runs afoul of neither of those problems. Sif Gimel, Tzarar Shaluba Asavim, Mutal Kaneach Bo, if you have a rock that has grass growing on it, you're allowed to use that rock as well. We don't have to worry that when you pull that rock off the ground, you're going to be pulling off the grass from the ground. Because even if you do pull some grass out of the ground, it's a Dover Shein Miskavin. And Dover Shein Miskavin is Mutter on Shabbos. Says the Mishra Bruce of Katan Yud Beis, Mutter L'Kaneach Bo, Midasasa Mashmed Afilu Munach Al Ha'aret Mutter Litlo. It sounds like even if it's sitting on the ground and it's growing grass on the rock, on the ground, you're allowed to pull it out. I would think that this is at least tolish midrabanan, because even if the grass is not growing from the ground, but it's growing from the rock, it looks like you're pulling grass out of the ground. But once again, this is an application of the principle that for kavod abrios, we weren't gozer. These isur midrabanan. And we'll get back to these topics later. Even if by pulling grass out of the ground it would be a violation of an Isser Doraisa, according to everyone who could do a Kaman Simshon Lavav Sevei, Avilubachi Lochashin on Shia Nitlash, Kivin Shayna Miskavilas of Lopsik Reshahu. But you don't have to worry that that might happen, because it's not what you're intending to do, and it's not Psik Reshah that it will happen. So it's a classic Davashayna Miskavin, which we pass on like Rabbi Shimon, his mutter, Siif Dalit, Loyataltal Regev Adama Lakanechbo. One should not take a clod of earth to wipe himself with, because that is a stupid idea. I mean, it's going to crumble to pieces. It's not going to work. And therefore, you shouldn't do it, because then it's just stam mukta. Meaning, all these things we allow till mukta, because it will at least help you go to the bathroom. This is mukta, and it has no benefit. It's usher to use a piece of pottery to be mekanech afilu b'chol, even on a weekday, mishum sakana, because it's dangerous to do so. Shlo yinatek shinei hakarkashta pirush hamayim matulim b'etabas, because in the area of the anus, there's something that you could damage yourself with by using sharp pieces of cheres. So I'm not sure anatomically exactly what we're referring to, but it sounds dangerous. Sivkat yudalit she'en ruy l'kinuach ratzalom v'alkein asur tiltu b'duchte kai. When we said the clod of earth is not ruy l'kinuach, it doesn't just mean and therefore you're wasting your time. It means, and therefore you're violating mukta. Sif hey. If you have two options, you have a rock or you have smooth handles of a kli cheres. Since they're smooth, it's not going to be a sakana to clean yourself with. So then you should use those smooth handles of a kli cheres, because it's something that's usable to use as a bottle cap or something like that. So it's a kli, it's not even mukta. Tzror v'asavim, if your two options are rocks or grass, yekaneach v'asavim imheim lachem. Use the grass if it is moist. But dry grass is a bad idea because it will be sharp and it will cut your flesh, so it's not going to be a great idea. Says Mishbrud the chalakim heim the beim chalakim. If the cheres were not smooth, diyesh chashash sakana bedaver. Then we're back to the concern of sakana. Then mutav yosel kaneach b'tzorah afshu muktza. Then better to use something that's muktza than to use something that's sakana. So better to use a rock than to use handles of a kli that may not be muktza because they may be a usable kli, but they're dangerous. Leka mishum sakana. After adayin yesh b'zech chashash kshafim. Now to use cheres, even if it's smooth, is not sakana, but there is a chashash of kishuf u'ketel b'simin gimel mikamakam loyitzir mishum zelo kaneach b'tzorah shum muktza. But if the option is to do something that looks like kishuf, or to do something that is muktza, we'd rather you do something that looks like kishuf. Because if you have the option to use smooth cheres that's not dangerous, but it just looks like kishuf, better to do that than to violate muktza. Especially since the Rama says that nowadays we're not worried about all this kishuf stuff. So we said better to use the grass than to use the rock because it's not muktza, avol b'yaveshim, but if the grass is dry, then it's then it could cut you. Eli kanech b'tzrar after muktza. Then we'd prefer to use a rock, even though it's muktza. Isa b'gemara mutul lipanos achori agadur d'stei chaveru umutul litol tzrar lekanech avilu b'shabes v'ainu min asada avlo yitol min hagader afilu b'geder of de'enos enekev dinira kisoser. That if a person go, the gemara says a person is allowed to go to his friend's field and relieve himself near behind the fence in his friend's field, and he could pick up a rock to clean himself afterwards, but the rock should be picked up from the field itself and not from the fence, because taking the rock off of the fence, even if it's a protruding rock, is going to be a violation of soser, because the fence is a binyan. When you pull something off of a binyan, that is soser. Sifav, mekanchem d'shabes pasavim lachem afilu hei mechubarim. You could use wet grass to clean yourself, even if it's still attached to the ground. Obavach le'yizizim, you just shouldn't pull them out of the ground. Wait a second, isn't this like a violation of climbing a tree that you're not allowed to be mishtamish with things that are mechubar with the karka? Nah, that's not a problem. Because that whole list only applies to a tree, it doesn't apply to things that grow close to the ground. You need to be careful about is not to yank them out of the ground, because that's a violation of tolesh. If a person is constipated, the refuah was to use something to sort of open the anal opening, the rectal opening. That they use some sort of rock to hold it open. Don't do it the same way you would do it during a week. Next time a person is constipated and they take some sort of laxative or something, yeah, you make a little bracha that Kodesh Baruch Hu put me in this generation, right? I don't have to put rocks or whatever else people had to do. So, but the way to do it is not the same way you do it on the weekday. You should hold the tzrar. The way they would do it on the weekdays, they would hold the pebble with their entire hand. But over here, that's going to be a concern that it's going to remove hairs. You should do it in a kala achar yad kind of way. They should only hold it between two fingers and do it that way. It says, do b'chal tolish, and that's a violation of tolish. The avgav de'enu mechavin leza, even though that's certainly not your intention, psikreshi who are the mishmush, but by messing around in that area, it's going to happen. Lo yamashmish b'tzor shel kinuach leachliko shel yisareit b'saro kederek shalosu b'chal. I'm not sure what this means, but you're not allowed to handle the pebble that you use for kinuach to smooth it out so that it doesn't scratch your skin the way you would do during the week. Oh no, I get it. Meaning it's saying that if the rock looks a little rough around the edges and you want to shave it down to make it smooth so that it doesn't hurt you when you wipe yourself with it, don't do that. You shouldn't do it in the normal way because that would be a violation of memachik. Memachik is when you smooth something down. So you shouldn't do that, like when they would take an animal hide that was rough and they would scrape it to make a smooth leather, a smooth leather. That's memachik. So you could do it kala achriyad, again, for kavod abrios and for your health. You're allowed to do these things kala achriyad. Umashmish benachas. You should do things, when you're doing this, you want to avoid asharas nimin, so you do it benachas. nachas. Sivchas, finally. The mashmish bebarza b'fiyat ba'as, dino ketzror, shliach zena el b'shtei etzba'osav. If what a person is using to open the rectal opening with is some type of wooden thing instead of a rock, it's still the same story. You still use only shtei etzba'os instead of using your whole hand. Mishra brusiv kon chavbez, mashmish b'fiyat ba'as, shal eitz, v'u adin b'psila, and the same is true with the psila shemachnis b'fiyat ba'as, k'mo shemvor b'sov simen shen chavchas. I mean, whatever it's made out of, you should only use shtei etzba'osav. And the mechaber goes on. There was another thing that they would do sometimes, that they would plug themselves up. They would stick something in the opening and just leave it there. So then it's a violation of hotza'a. I mean, if there's no erev, are you allowed to walk out with such an item in your body? So the Shulchan Aruch says, no, you're not allowed to. And the Mishmur explains, it doesn't become part of the body. It's not batel to the body because it goes in and out. You take it in, you put it in, you take it out. It's like carrying something outside when, you know, in your mouth, or like carrying something outside under your armpit, which is asur midrabanan, that even though you're carrying it with the shinoi, it's still not part of your body and it's something that you're carrying. But if you have something that's totally swallowed up, absorbed in the internal part of your body, that you're allowed to go out with. Kigon, livloa margolios, zav, latzeis balushas rabin. Let's say a person swallowed a pearl, a gem, or something like that. So he's got it in the stomach, and he's checking his stool every day to try to find it. But as long as it's in his body, that's not a violation of hotza'a. He's allowed to go out with that. There's a discussion in Poskim about a woman going out with a tampon. You know, this is a similar discussion. Something that is stuck inside the body. So is that a violation of hotza'a when one goes out? So to review what we learned today, we said that if the rain caused the stones to be a little stuck in the ground, you could still take them. We said that you can even use the stones that grass is growing on, because it's not a psik reshit to be uprooting, and there's no gzeret rabbanon that it looks like tlisha since it's covered abrios. And we said that you shouldn't use a clod of earth, because since it doesn't work, it's going to remain mukta. And don't ever use a sharp piece of cheres, because that's dangerous. Then we said that it's smooth cheres and moist that smooth cheres and moist grass are both better than rocks, because rocks are mukta, and rocks are in turn better than dry grass, because that will really hurt you. Wet grass can be used even while it's still mechuber lekarka. And finally, we said that something used to open the rectal opening should be used with a shinui, and something used to plug the opening, one should be careful not to walk outside in a place that doesn't have an eruv with that in his body. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will finish this simon and then begin the next simon, which is a little bit more of a relatable topic. Okay, have a good night, everybody.